And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
One of the largest Lutheran churches in the world severs ties with the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. The Liberal Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, the ELCA, has lost fellowship with over 6 million Lutherans in Ethiopia after the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Mekenyasis, known as the ECMY, has severed its relationship with the ELCA, the Church of Sweden, and those churches who have openly accepted same-sex marriage. The action for all EECMY departments and institutions at every level to implement this decision was ratified at the denomination's General Assembly, which met on January the 27th to February the 2nd in Addis Ababa. Their church council took action at its July 2012 meeting to initially sever these relationships. The ELCA is very saddened by this decision, said the Reverend Raphael Malpica Padilla, Executive Director for ELCA Global Mission. The ELCA and its predecessor church bodies have been working with the people of Ethiopia for more than 50 years, and our sister church, the Church of Sweden, for more than 150 years. In this journey, we have learned from one another, we have deepened and extended the bonds of fellowship and partnership in the gospel. Padilla was in Addis Ababa for meetings with program and ministry partners of the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Mekenyasis. To ensure that the decisions by the ECMY are implemented, members of the denomination will not receive Holy Communion from the leadership and pastors of the ELCA and the Church of Sweden. The ECMY will not distribute communion to these churches, as stated in the minutes of the denomination's July 2012 council meeting. Representatives of these churches at national level or leaders at every level would not be invited to preach or to speak at the EECMY congregations or other gatherings. They should not be invited for any spiritual ministries of this church, stated the minutes, which also reflects that leaders and pastors of the EECMY at every level will not visit the synods, dioceses, congregations, national offices of churches that have accepted this practice without proper permission from the head office of the EECMY. Obviously unhappy with losing fellowship with 6 million Lutherans, Padilla said, while the EECMY is closing the door to this partnership, the ELCA and the Church of Sweden are not locking the doors from our side. It is open for when you decide it is time to resume this journey together. It is my hope that in the near future we will again walk together in Christian love. We will do this not because of doctrinal agreements or consensus, but because the gospel compels us to do so. The 2009 ELCA decision of permitting ordination of gay pastors continued a countdown of sorts. Ethiopian immigrant missions in the United States, largely ELCA affiliated, started backing away immediately. The Reverend Dr. Gemetius Buber, who had been the ELCA's point man in ethnic ministries, resigned and became mission director for the North American Lutheran Church. The NALC has several Ethiopian candidates slated for ordination. Padilla said, "We shared the study documents and invited their input," he said. "When decisions were made, we wrote to leaders of the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Mekenyasis, expressing our commitment to not impose our actions and to respect the policy and practice of the EECMY in the assignment of mission personnel," he said. The Reverend Mark Hansen, ELCA presiding bishop, said the actions of the EECMY are deeply troubling. "Our own statement on human sexuality acknowledges that the position held by the EECMY is also held by members of the ELCA. We are not of one mind, but we are one in Christ, in faith and in baptism," said Hansen, adding that the relationships between Lutherans in North America and in Ethiopia has been sustained through periods of oppression, divisions within the Ethiopian church, and in times of turmoil among Lutherans in North America. "The action of the ECMY church diminishes our capacity together to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, to serve our neighbors, and to care for the creation. As the ELCA, we are always standing ready to open the door of conversation for the sake of reconciliation and our shared commitment to proclamation and service," Hansen said. "Reconciliation is not an option. It is given in Christ, and we stand ready to engage with the ECMY on what this gift of reconciliation might mean for us now." On the 5th of February, the 34th Committee of the Mutual Christian Responsibility, CMCR, of the EECMY met in Addis Ababa, where the theme of the conference was environmental engagement and Christian responsibility. President Idosa explained why the theme of the conference was so named. He said, "We live in a world where human drive has gained mastery over creation, resulting in senseless exploitation of natural resources. Our responsibility and engagement as stewards, caretakers and nurturers goes alongside with the image of God that we bear. In his speech, he noted over the course of this past year, the ECMY's membership increased to just over 6 million and 7,840 congregations. This represents an increase in membership by slightly less than 1 million members over a three-year period. He also mentioned the implementation of a five-year strategic plan along with the financial update. In a somber moment, President Idosa said, ECMY had lived in partnership with some partners for over a century. Challenges and changes that we encounter in our contexts are forcing us to make decisions which are consistent with our belief about God and our biblical, theological and ethical understandings and our context where the church operates. One of these challenges, as you all know, is the controversial issue on human sexuality, which has been on the agenda of the ECMY since 2006. President Idosa then stated that the ECMY had issued a clear statement on the position of the church in this issue in 2010. He outlined how the Council of the Church assessed this matter again in 2012 before finally bringing it to the 19th General Assembly on in January. President Idosa concluded, "The decision of the Council that has been endorsed by the General Assembly will be communicated to the concerned churches on the basis of the bilateral relations that exist between the church and concerned partners." Although this speech prompted much discussion and questions, the ECMY leadership responded by saying, "That's all we have to say now." A Montana television station's regular programming was interrupted by news of a zombie apocalypse. The Montana Television Network says hackers broke into the emergency alert system of Great Falls affiliate KRTV and its CW station on Monday. KRTV says on its website the hackers broadcast that dead bodies are rising from their graves in several Montana counties. The alert claimed the bodies were attacking the living and warned people not to approach or apprehend these bodies as they are extremely dangerous. The network says there is no emergency and its engineers are investigating. A call to KRTV was referred to a Montana TV network executive in Bozeman. John Saunders didn't immediately return a call for comment. The Great Falls Tribune reports the hoax alert generated at least four calls to police to see if it was true. A Tennessee maintenance worker says he quit his job because his W-2 tax form was stamped with the number 666. Walter Slopas, 52, said accepting the number would have condemned his soul to hell. That number is considered to be the mark of the beast in the Bible's book of Revelation describing the apocalypse. The company that handles payroll for Contech Casting LLC says the number meant Slonapis's form was the 666th one mailed out. A company spokesman says Contech would send a new W-2 and wants to rehire Slonapis, but Slonapis says God is worth more than money.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.